This is the Joey English Show Red Hot Treasure Chest for shows and tours.
Okay, Joey pals, presented through the generosity of the Palm Springs International Airport and Daniel Meyer. And Daniel wants you to know America's newest airline landed in Palm Springs with thrice weekly service to Reno Tahoe International Airport. The flights will operate on a year-round basis on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. And it's called AHA. With AHA's arrival, Palm Springs International now has 13 airlines and nonstop service to 36 airports in season and year-round nonstop service to 15 airports. This is the highest number of both in-season and year-round flights Palm Springs International has ever had.
Hey, Joey pals. This is Daniel Meyer, Deputy Director of Marketing and Air Service for Palm Springs International Airport. Start your new year in the air on one of our new airlines and 16 new routes.
You've got tickets to the Desert Rose Playhouse, whatever the current production is, or if you want to save them and use them for the next production. They're on South Palm Canyon Drive, DesertRosePlayhouse.org, or 202-3000. And I've been to some of the plays there. It's wonderful. Great facility. You've got a gift certificate to JT's Diner. They're out there, let's see, on Cook Street at 37011 Cook in Palm Desert. It's like taking a trip down Route 66, Joey pals. JT's DinerPalmDesert.com or 674-7600. You've got a gift certificate to Oscar's Cafe and Bar, 125 East Tokwitz Canyon in Palm Springs. What a New Year's Eve they had. The entertainment venue is just huge at Oscar's. They're really becoming the entertainment center of Palm Springs. OscarsPalmSprings.com, and by the way, great food, 325-1188, and it works this way. Alan doesn't have any children. I didn't ask Elaine if she had children. Larry has one. Joey has three. We'll take the fourth caller, Joey pals, at 323-JOEY, 323-5639. You've got two chances to win. In the 9 to 10 o'clock hour in the morning? No. And the 5 to 6 a.m. hour in the morning. I'm getting used to saying that myself. On your mark, get ready, get set, go. If you're caller number 4, I'll mail everything out to you. Thank you for making this show what you have. We're in our 26th year. Hey. Okay. We start off with Alan Jensen. That's a day in. In and out at NeuroVitality Center. When you need a little more care, you contact the Dementia Help Center. But when it's all over and you need a final resting place, and Joey pals, there are days. Larry Davis says,
welcome from Forest Lawn. Hi, Joey.
Hi, dear. Oh, my stars. But, you know, I have peace in thinking about the fact that my funeral is planned and paid for. My kids don't have to go through that 100 decisions in the first 24 hours.
That's right. Good job.
It's a peaceful feeling. I don't know how it would feel not to have that, but tell us, what do people go through that put this off?
Well, they have a lot of decisions to make immediately, from what mortuary do they want to use to what type of service they want. Do they want burial, cremation? Do they want some combination of that? So there's a lot of and decisions on what music and what photos, what tributes, who's going to speak.
We're up to 3 days now.
We're up to 3 days for what?
My memorial, my service. Because we've got all the videos and all. Yeah. We're kidding, but truthfully, Joey pals, you want to make these decisions because maybe your children or your next of kin don't know.
That's right. And often they don't. You know, they will, people come in and say, well, I don't, you know, what was mom's favorite color? What was her favorite song? And I think I've said this before, but I had one family bring me a list of songs that had 17 songs on it. And I said, that's, we usually suggest three maybe.
What are we going to do with all my albums?
Well, yours is a 3-day event or maybe longer, but I'm just saying they could not, they had narrowed it down to 17 songs and they handed me the list and they said, we like them all. You pick the three you like.
Oh, Larry.
To me, I said, oh, well, and so we picked them together. But it's just, and that's kind of a simple, seemingly a simple thing, but everything becomes a challenge because you're grieving, you're not, you know, you're missing that loved one and you're thinking, why didn't I ask this? Why didn't I do this earlier?
Well, it's not an easy conversation.
No, it's not. But I think if you couch it in the way of memories and talking about future plans. You know, people are talking retirement plans and their 401k and you know, where they're going to live and what, do they have enough money when they retire? Well, as part of that planning, it should be
plan what about everything else.
What happens when one of us dies? And if you're single, you have to have... If you don't have children,
yes,
maybe you have brothers and sisters. Are they older? Are they younger? Are they going to be able to handle things? You know, you.
What if they don't agree?
That's another issue. That's why you pay, pre-arrange and pay for. In that sense, you really need no one. If you pre-arrange and pay for everything, your wishes will have to be followed, and that takes precedence over a deep, durable power of attorney for health care or any family wishes.
I remember you teaching me that a long time ago. If you plan it, Joey Pals, that's one thing, but you have to pay for it.
Yes.
To stop any changes.
Right.
Am I right in remembering?
Right, because you know, you could go from one end of this to the other. You could say, well, I want to be buried in a, you know,
coffee can.
Yeah. And, or I want to be buried in the Taj Mahal. And, but I don't have the money to pay for it, but you're my next of kin. You pay for it. Well, you can't require someone to pay for something that you're not funding.
I see.
You can say, I want to be buried wherever. And if you don't fund it, and you can do that through insurance or through a trust, there's several ways, but, you have to fund it because you can't expect people to pay for what your wishes
are.
Have
people tried to do that?
Oh, yeah.
Everything, yeah. I suppose, in your experience.
Yeah, well, I don't think that's I don't know that it's intentional, but people say, you know, I've, you know, got plenty of money in the bank and, you know, do what you want. And that's often the thing is, well, do what you want. Well, that isn't helpful to people because they don't know what that means.
Oh,
do what
my.
You want. You know, it... people need some guidance on what you want done with your remains, and as important as your remains are, certainly your estate, your keepsakes, your mementos, the things that mean even more than money sometimes are some of the valued treasures that we hang on to, and some of those mean nothing to anybody but us. And so you've got to kind of go through that. Who would want what, and what do I want to do with this? And, you know, there's many, we've just, in this valley, is so many wonderful organizations that will take
donations
of clothing and of furniture and even finances. If there's money to be shared with philanthropists that like to share money, which there's many of out in the desert here. But you have to put these things down. You can't just leave them for someone to guess.
I haven't done this yet, and I should do this, videotape through my house and say, this was great-grandma's, this was grandma's. Just videotape it.
That would be...
That's the thing to do.
Yeah.
I did have the conversation, as you know. It's a great story, Joey Pals. My son Trevor was 56 on Monday, the 10th, and I told him, and you know my grandchildren, but you don't know Trevor. And I said, my funeral's all taken care of. Just here's Larry Davis's number. Call him. And he said, oh, that's good to know. And you could just see the relief. This is a competent, educated, articulate man. And you could see the relief. Do you remember the story you told me once? That I don't remember. Of course, I wouldn't know who had passed away. But there were 22 relatives, and there was nothing planned or paid for, and you could not bury the person until you got them all to agree. I'll never forget that story.
Yeah. Well, and they were all of the same kinship, and I don't remember all how that worked out, but now you can use a majority. The laws have changed some. You can use a majority of the living. But even that, you know, if you have five kids, you need, you know, three out of the five.
And that causes bad feelings.
Sometimes it does. You know, some families work very well together. Others don't. And so it's just something that is easily taken care of if people will take the time to do it.
It doesn't cost anything to take. Well, for the meeting. And then how do you determine what to charge for a funeral?
We have... It depends on what they want, you know, the services, the type of services and burial and cremation, whatever. We determine what the price is today, and they take out, it's an insurance policy, really, and they take that out, and if you pay it in full, it gains
interest,
and it offsets the future costs, so... There are guaranteed items that are guaranteed at that price. There are some things that we don't control, like the cost of a death certificate.
Oh.
And that is in the non-guaranteed and whatever that difference is.
I never even thought of that. You take care of all of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You take care of anything and everything they want.
Gosh.
But they have to sit down and have, and you've said this many times, you have to have the conversation with us or someone.
I think you made a good point, though. If you sit down with Larry Davis and you plan what you want and pay for it, then just hand it to your kids or your next of kin or whomever Larry will be dealing with.
Yeah, it is good because if you try to get... Think of, you know, we just came through the holidays and, you know, a lot of them are great and had a lot of good family... gatherings, but I'm sure there were some where there was a little tension in the air because, you know, they didn't like somebody in the room. And if you sat down with, you have four kids? Three kids.
Four grandchildren.
And I've heard enough of, okay, let's say we sat down with the three kids and the grandchildren, four mm-hmm. grandchildren.
Seven people.
And tried to make a decision on what your funeral should look like.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Let me get my arms around that picture. Yeah. Oh, my stars.
Exactly. So it's not that you need them to tell you what to do. You need to tell them what you want to have done.
You gave that to your son.
Yeah.
Gift, a Christmas present once.
All wrapped up. Linda's and my prearranged funerals. And he said, are they paid for? And I said, yes, they are. And he said, great gift.
Yeah.
And it was, yes. You know. And we've used Linda's. So.
Yes.
That's even for me in this profession to have all those things done, all the information I needed, it was, you know, because it was tough going through the loss. It took, you know, it was a 4-year illness and,
yes, with Linda.
And, so when it came, I didn't have to sit and think, oh, where's this or where's that? It was all in one place.
Yes.
And
she had helped make the decisions when she was well.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Gosh, are people, do you handle COVID? Oh, of course you handle COVID deaths. What a silly question.
Yes, we do.
Because the COVID does not exist after a person has passed away.
It does not. They're not contagious with it after they pass away.
Gosh.
And we handle everyone with universal precautions. Yes. So it doesn't matter what they pass away from. But the number of deaths, thank God, have come down.
Good.
From, you know, the height of a year ago.
Yes.
But people are still passing away from it. But I think what it's done is I think people are thinking more about, you know, we've all seen friends or heard of people that have contracted it and died. And we all know people that, you know, a friend or neighbor or relative. And, you know, as soon as someone gets it, you know, I think you think, well, are they gonna live through it? You know, whether they're vaccinated or not, and you know, you set all that aside. But it has made people stop and think about their own mortality, and so I think more people are more interested in advanced planning than they have been in the past.
Well, that's the good part of a bad situation.
Yeah, yeah.
Lemonade. You made lemonade.
Lemonade.
How does someone have this planning session with you, dear Larry?
They can call us. They can call our 800 number, our local number.
No, our local number is
760-328-3112.
And it doesn't cost anything, Joey.
No,
Dallas.
They can sit down and talk to. Now, we are doing, because of this uptick, we are doing more things
virtually.
Over the phone and virtually. So,
I like seeing, but you can go over to Forest Lawn if you have a mask and you're vaccinated,
sure,
can't
sure.
you? It's a very pretty, it's a church-like atmosphere.
Right.
Are you going to be cremated or buried?
I'm going to be buried in the mausoleum with Linda. She's already there, yeah.
I change my mind every so often.
No, you change your mind often on many things.
We're going to make diamonds out of my ashes.
If we cremate you.
If we cremate, yeah.
So, hard to do if we don't do
if
that.
If we don't do that. ForestLawn.com, and then it says pick a location.
Mm-hmm.
And tell everybody where you are in Cathedral City.
We are in the corner of Ramon and Duval. In Cathedral City, and we have locations in Coachella and Indio.
Yes.
Off of Jackson.
You're so dear. You've made death palatable. And I think I remember my grandmothers, as they got older and nearer death, they were quite peaceful about it.
Yeah. Well, it can be.
Yes.
It can be very traumatic, though, too.
Yes. And you deal with that every day.
Every
Bless
day.
Your heart for what you do for all
Thank
of us.
Thank you.
Thanks to Larry Davis for stopping by.
Good to be here. With you.
Yes. Joey Pals, this edition of the Joey English Desert Datebook is brought to you by the City of Palm Springs, palmspringsca.gov. Okay, Joey Pals, the City of Palm Springs wants you to know that amid growing concerns about the spread of the Omicron variant and a surge in local COVID-19 cases, the Palm Springs City Council approved new safety requirements, including customers, employees, and other visitors are now required to wear face coverings in indoor settings, such as stores and restaurants, regardless of vaccination status. Proof of vaccine or negative COVID-19 test within 72 hours is required indoors when entering a bar or restaurant. Businesses must implement these requirements. ACT Tours in Palm Springs reminds you there are 7 days in a week. Some day isn't one of them. Travel the world while you can with adult customized tours. The Palm Springs-based operator has been customizing vacations since 1976 to all 7 continents. Go with a company you can trust that has been there, done that, with prices you can afford. Phone 322-1247 or visit act-tours.com for a menu of both international tours and day excursions. For your latest astrology report, you can go to astrologywithdana.com and get the date and information for the sign of Capricorn. Desert Water Agency says if you need help paying your water bill, go to dwa.org/H2O to see if you're eligible for help. Want to save water and money? Go to dwa.org/save and learn about incentives on grass removal, smart controllers, and efficient sprinkler heads. Interested in learning more about water in our valley? Sign up for a free water leadership course at dwa.org/learn. Lalo Vision says connect with your angels during a reading with Lalo Tachikin, psychic to the psychics, to find out what the new year holds for you. Lalo's detailed messages delivered at his office overlooking Joshua Tree National Park in nearby Yucca Valley will astound you. Phone this gifted spiritual consultant at 401-1810 or visit his website, lalovisions.com, for more information. The Palm Springs Aerial Tramway says the tramway will operate extended hours on Martin Luther King weekend with the first car up Saturday, Sunday, and Monday at 8 a.m. Ride and Dine has resumed with tickets available after 4 p.m. daily. $38 for adults, $24.50 for children 3 to 10. Pines Cafe is open 7 days a week during normal tram operating hours. Check it all out at pstramway.com. The Palm Springs Cultural Center / Camelot Theaters remind you that Erotica will start screening all of January, and there is always a jazz presentation on Tuesday nights. Details at psculturalcenter.org.